I'm writing this program on my last night home before I fly down to Veracruz City in Mexico. Assuming my flights are on time and I make my connections, I'll be arriving at 11:30 p.m. Friday night and leaving on a field trip Saturday morning at 5. I'll be attending 3 of these all-day trips before Tuesday, when the North American Ornithological Societies begin a huge conference. There's a great diversity of papers to be presented, including one last-minute one regarding the new sightings of ivory-billed woodpeckers in the Florida Panhandle. It will be both fun and enlightening to talk with people who've actually seen this magnificent bird. We're all, of course, impatiently waiting for an indisputable photograph or video, something that's not going to happen at this meeting, but we'll get to hear further details of the birds that were seen and or heard by credible observers on at least 14 different occasions. I'll be flying from Duluth to Minneapolis, from there to Houston, and from there to Veracruz. Except for that last stretch, which will take place over the Gulf of Mexico at night, I'll be pretty much flying the same course as the tens of thousands of broad-winged hawks who flew over Duluth this season. They fly only by day, and when they reach the Gulf, they turn right and follow the coast. But once I arrive in Veracruz, our paths will merge again, where the hugest concentration of broad-winged hawks anywhere on the planet pass over each fall. There have been days when over a million of them were counted in Veracruz. I can't even imagine a million hawks. On days of perfect flying conditions, I wonder how many scientists will be at the paper sessions and how many will be playing hooky watching birds. The biggest concentration of hawks flying over Veracruz are broadwings and Swainson's hawks, both headed for South America. They use the coastal route along the Gulf to economize on the energy they must expend to cover that great distance with their huge wings, which can soar quite efficiently but are a pain in the patootie to flap, assuming hawks actually have a patootie. Among the broadwings and Swainsons will be all manner of other hawks, including the exquisite swallow-tailed kite. It's a phenomenon I can't wait to witness. Some of our hawks don't fly over Veracruz in big numbers at all. Most red-tailed hawks and American kestrels go only as far as the central and southern states. Snowbirds driving south see them both, perched on telephone and power lines all along I-35 throughout the winter. They won't be missed among the millions who do forage on, and among all the songbirds flying through, too. At first light on Saturday, I'll be watching. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.